Everybody, welcome back for another episode of Living Life. So I'm just curious. So I thought about different topic we could talk about today. Even though Halloween's over, this is something we can still talk about, right? So, supernatural things or paranormal stuff. Do we believe in ghosts or spirits? And you're probably like, oh god, this, she's that kind of person. Alright, you know, it's okay. It's okay for us to have different thoughts, different opinions on this. Like, we don't need to 100% agree with each other to, you know, hang out, be friends. You know, I have friends who don't believe in paranormal things. And I do, and we just kind of respect each other's opinions, you know, like, I respect that they don't, and they respect that I do, and that's all I really ask for from people. It's the same with my religion, you know, they don't believe in that kind of stuff, but I do, as long as people are respectful towards me, you know, like, that's all I ask for, and I do the same in return. So, usually when I talk about this stuff, I actually feel a presence. It's like every time I talk about like paranormal things, like I just feel like there's somebody watching me or something watching me. And that's why I have to like do this stuff in the morning. Otherwise, I'm just going to freak myself out and not be able to fall asleep. So I guess with Halloween, you know, being over, though, I don't know why I just thought of this now. I should have done like a Halloween podcast or something, because Halloween was on a Monday, wasn't it? Yeah, and I'm posting on Monday, so it would have been perfect. But I honestly didn't think about it till now, so I'm sorry about that. But we're going to talk about it now anyway, because paranormal stuff happens all year round, okay? Well, to me it does. Anyway, so we're going to go back to when I was living with my parents in our old house. So that house was haunted, and I tell people about this, and some people believe me, other people don't. People from this area definitely do believe in paranormal things. I mean, majority of people do. So, because it's more, you know, haunted than other places in the world and whatever. So, I live in a very haunted place. I'm not gonna say where. I mean, you might already know where. Just by me saying those things that I just said, and that's fine, because you don't know, like, what city or whatever. So, anyway, it all started when I was born. I'm just kidding. I mean, I think it's always been there. I'm gonna start on the night that my grandfather passed away. I remember I came home with my mom from grocery shopping. We saw lights out in front of the house. We're like, what's going on? We get through the door. First thing he says is, he's gone. And my mom told me to stay put where I was. And then my grandfather, he passed on the couch. So then, after that, the ambulance was taking him to the hospital. I think we might have been, like, driving behind them. And the ambulance actually broke down in front of a cemetery. Now, if that doesn't freak you out, I don't know what will. And if that doesn't, like, kind of show you that there's something. Maybe it's just a creepy coincidence, but that was weird, right? They got it back up and running. You know, took him to the hospital, blah, 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 but, you know, he was already gone. And then I remember when we got back home, we opened the door. He turned on some light switches. The first light switch he turned on, the light bulb blew out. Oh, that's weird. And then he goes to a different light switch, he turns it on, it blows out. And then he turns on a third light switch, and that one blows out too. So all the lights in our house are not working. And he was like, funny joke pops, you know, because, you know, he was assuming that it was, you know, our grandfather who just passed. But if that doesn't creep you out, then I don't know what does. And if you don't believe me by now, you're like, it's just a funny coincidence. Yeah, it happened on the night your grandfather died, but like, I don't think there's anything behind it. It was just all coincidence. Okay, all right, whatever. Hey, you're allowed to believe what you believe in, and that's cool. But I think that these things are far too, I don't know. I don't think it's just coincidence. Anyway, so after that, I would hear stuff in the middle of the night. Now, as a child, as you know, I suffered from, you know, nightmares and things like that. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd be the only one up. And I would start hearing things, right? Coming from downstairs. At first, I thought somebody's just got to be down there, because I would hear, like, the sink running, the TV going, the radio playing. I would hear just random things like that. So I was like, oh, well, who's down there, right? I go down there and there's no one there. Like, this is something I always did as a kid. I would go down. There was like a light switch right on the side next to like all this darkness. I would quickly turn that on and then just like run. Just run through the house and turn on all the lights downstairs. Because I was just like, I was trying to be brave. You know, in the horror movies, they're like, don't open the closet. And then they open the closet and then they die or whatever. Yeah, I was that kid who was like, oh, you hear the noise? Let's go towards the noise and find out what it is. But thankfully, there was nothing there. But it also made me creeped out, like, wait a sec. Who is making that noise then? I was like, oh, maybe I'm just hearing things. But it kept happening throughout the nights. And this was only ever after my grandfather died. Because he used to, like, live with us. We would take, you know, care of him and my grandmother. They both passed. But those are things that they would do. You know, they would watch the TV, they would put on the radio. So I just thought it was very, like, coincidental that these were things that I was hearing. I asked my other siblings about it, and they said they've heard things too. So I was like, okay, so I'm not crazy. Like, I'm not the only one hearing these things. And other people call me crazy. But it's like, okay, so now we're dealing with abuse, with paranormal stuff on top of it. I'm like, just what I needed, right? Thankfully, the activity wasn't as bad as it is for some other people who have claimed to experience some sort of paranormal activity. So I was very grateful for that, because it definitely could have been a lot, lot worse. So, and, you know, if it's like my old man, my grandfather, like, he's not someone that would want to harm us. But I noticed that, like, there are other spirits living there, too. So, in the middle of the night, I would hear, like, stomping, right? It sounded like someone was just, like, stomping really hard. And I was like, what is going on? Like, who's stomping around the house? Again, I run through the house, turn on all the lights. There's no one there. And I'm like, huh, but the stomping continues. And I'm like, the only two places I didn't check were the attic and the basement. And I am not checking those places at like 3 a.m. I'm not doing that to myself, okay? So I just let it go. I just let it continue. I was like, I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's in the house. So I'm like, Explain that. Okay, you still think it's a coincidence. Maybe I'm just hearing things, blah, blah, blah. But like I said, I wasn't the only one in my family who believes in paranormal activity. Like, everyone in my family does, except for my parents, because it's like those movies where the kid's like, "Mommy, I think there's something that's living in the house. I see, you know, there's this little girl. She's always standing in the corner of my room." And they're like, "Oh, Billy, you're just seeing things, you know." So my, I don't know. It's like they thought that his, you know, our grandfather's playing tricks on us the first night. And then, like, after that, they just were like, "Yeah, it's probably just coincidence or something." But they didn't realize that there was other things that happened in the middle of the night, because they were never up to experience them like I was. I was a very sensitive sleeper as a kid. Like, I'm probably the most sensitive sleeper you'll ever meet. Like, all someone has to do is, like, open a door and I'll wake up. I don't, like, wake up to light. I could, like, sleep on a beach just fine. I actually love the light. I love falling asleep to sound because it comforts me. Because of the stuff at my old house, I always sleep with a fan on because it somewhat helps with, like, covering these noises out here in the middle of the night, and that was how I fought it, you know. So, like, the sink going and the radio and the TV, like, I would hear it in the middle of the night, and I went down, checked a couple times, nobody's there. But after that, you know, it still kept doing it, so I was like, all right, time to put on a fan, because at least if I put on the fan, it kind of, like, drowns out the sound, and I could try to fall asleep despite those sounds being there and no one being downstairs. So that's something I kind of developed. So that wasn't even it. There was lots of other things. And I don't think I'll share everything, just because some of these things, like, you'll definitely, like, be like, yeah, that didn't happen. And I get it, because it does sound crazy even when I say it. So, but I'll definitely tell you the stuff that I feel like is more possible, if that makes sense. So, the first creepiest room in the house was my sister's room. And get this, this used to be my grandparents' bedroom. They used to sleep in there before they're, you know, they got old and weren't able to, like, make it up and down the stairs. And then they started sleeping downstairs. So, they slept in that room. And that happened to be the creepiest room in the house? Anyway, maybe it's just a coincidence. Okay. So I used to, like, sleep in there even though I had my own room. Well, I didn't have my own room. Like, we all shared because there's, like, tons of us. But I would go and sleep in my sister's room some nights and then sleep in my room other nights. But there was a certain series of events that happened in my grandparents' room that made me not want to sleep in there before anymore. So the first thing was the Powerpuff Girl alarm clock that my sister had. And this alarm clock would kind of just, like, move on its own, like, very slightly. So we thought it was possessed. And then it would start, like, making this weird, like, high-pitched noise. And we're like, oh, it must just be broken. So my sister, like, and I, the thing is, I've seen the alarm clock move before, and it freaked me out. And my sister took the batteries out of it, and the high-pitched noise was still there, coming from the alarm clock. We're like, that's creepy. There must be some wire or something that's causing it to make this noise. And my sister got really freaked out to where she actually just smashed up her alarm clock. She thought it was possessed with, like, a hammer. She broke it into itty-bitty pieces. And the sound was still coming from inside the alarm clock. How? We smashed it to smithereens. And what she ended up doing was throwing it into a box and then throwing it into the closet. Now, the closet in her room? Holy moly. You never, ever, ever went in that closet. It was weird. It was like a whole nother world in that closet. Like, there was something real freaking freaky about that closet. I never even went in there. I don't even know if she even used it, because it was so weird. And you felt such, like, a evil presence in there. Like I said, I don't think it was just my grandfather there. I think there was other spirits as well. But now, case number two or scenario number two. I woke up in the middle of the night in my grandparents' room. We have a single light that comes from the hallway that kind of like lights up the door. So you have some light that gets into the room. And standing in the doorway is this tall, slim silhouette figure. It was like a 3D figure, like of like a shadow man. You know, it was like black. It was outlined by the light coming from the hallway. So this man didn't have a face or anything like that. You couldn't see any clear features. It was just a black, like a black silhouette 3D man standing there, if that makes sense, if you guys know what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, that really freaked me out. The thing is, he wasn't moving. He was just standing there, you know, like his hands didn't move, his head didn't move. He was just standing still in the doorway. And I was like, you know, like, what do you do? Because that's the only way out from the room. So it's like, obviously I can't run. So the only thing I could do is like hide myself under my covers and try to go back to sleep. You're like, yeah, there's no way I could fall back asleep after seeing something like that. But it's like, as a child, you really, you know, you don't have much of a choice, because what else can you do in that scenario? So, and I asked my sister about it, and she said she saw the same man. We, like, both described this man to each other. And we're like, oh, was he like 6 feet tall about? Was it like a kind of like a 3D silhouette kind of thing? Like he didn't have a face? She's like, yes, yes. And, you know, tall and slim. She's like, yes. And then she was like saying how she was like in her bedroom and she saw him in the mirror. And then when she looked behind herself, he wasn't there anymore. But she said that he was there for a good few seconds, well, until she looked behind her, but I was like, oh my freaking goodness, that's so weird that we saw the same exact thing. And, you know, like, I wasn't alone in this, like, because my other siblings also saw him as well. So we're like, okay, so we're not crazy, we've all been experiencing the same spirits, the same things here, so that's weird. And the second creepiest room in the house was the office room. So this room originally was just a computer room, but then we turned it into like a computer room and a bedroom. So he put bunk beds in the room so my other sisters could, like, you know, so there'd be kind of more space for everyone. He did originally ask me if I wanted to move in there. And he said he would even, like, put in a TV so I could have watched TV in there. And I was like, nah. I'm like, it's not worth it because I already knew I didn't want to move in there because of the creepiness that happened in this room. So there was, like, this iron Viking statue that sat on the shelf in that room. And nobody knew where it came from. Like, I asked my parents and they're like, yeah, I don't know. And even, like, my grandparents, when they were alive, like, didn't know where it came from. And I'm like, that's kind of weird that there's just this, like, random old Viking statue that just sits on the shelf and, like, nobody knows where it came from. This statue was a lot like the alarm clock my sister had, where it would change the direction it was facing in the middle of the night or during the day or whatever. Like, it had a mind of its own. So throughout the day, like, you'd look at it, it'd be facing straight, right? And then, like, the next time you looked at it, sorry, my voice just cracked, it would be facing, like, to the left or to the right. And we're like, nobody touched it. Like, this thing was collecting dust up there. So it was just like, that's weird, right? So I was convinced it was possessed. And while I was in that room, right, that door, the door to that room was also, like, really creepy. So this door would like slowly open itself and then just like creak open. And it would like slowly creak shut again. Okay, you're still not convinced. All right, I get it. Okay, but while I'm in that room, so I don't know if they say it's like a good idea to try and communicate with the spirits, but I think, you know, I think you can in a way. Now, I'm not an expert on this stuff, but while I was in that room, I would talk to him. I actually gave him a nickname. I called him Iron Man. Funny, right? Because he looked like he was made out of iron, and he was a Viking man. So that's where his name came from, Iron Man. You know. Anyway, he's no superhero, though, so that's unfortunate. Anyway, while I was in that room, I'd be talking to Iron Man. You know, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to be really quick today. I just need to, like, finish up this homework assignment, blah, 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 you know. Sometimes he would cooperate with me, right? He'd understand, I gotta get my work done, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes I'd just go in there to play games, though. And he wouldn't be very happy some days, because then the door would start creaking. I'd feel, like, a buzzing in my ear. I'd feel like... One time I felt something really fast fly by, pass behind me. And again, I'm alone in this room. The door's closed. I'm completely alone in this room. And there's buzzing in my ear. It felt like something fast flew past behind me. That is what convinced me that paranormal stuff exists. That moment. And the fact that I would talk to him and he would be like, and then... You know, like, depending on his mood that day, you know, nothing would happen. Or he'd start, I don't know, sending weird stuff my way. Like the buzzing, some spirit flying past me. Or, you know, the door all of a sudden, like, starts creaking open. And I'm like, oh, I'll be done soon. And then it'll creak some more. And I'm like, okay, I got your hint. I'm getting out, you know. You don't want to make them any more angry than they already are. And there was another time where there's actually a hallway to the office. So as you're walking down the hallway, you could see the door, right? The door was all the way open one day, okay? There was no one in there. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go in there and play some games, blah, blah, blah. I'm walking towards the door, and the door slammed shut, like, right in front of me. And I was like... Like, my mouth just, like, dropped open, and I just, like, slowly turned around and just, like, went back to, like, downstairs or whatever. I was like, okay, the spirits aren't in a good mood today. Let's not make it any worse by going in there right now. So, yeah. So, that stuff happened, too. Once my two sisters moved into that room, all throughout the day... We would, like, line up shoes against the door so that the door wouldn't creak. Because that was the thing that freaked us out. Like, okay, this door, like, creaks all the time. So let's just get it to stop by putting, like, 15 shoes in front of it. And that would stop it from creaking. So that actually worked. So, yeah. They would keep that door open during the night. And I honestly didn't like it because... You know, like, the darkness of that room, I could, like, see it if I peeked, like, around my shoulder, and I didn't like that, so. But, you know, my room was, like, the least haunted room in the house. And I know, to my sisters, they wouldn't agree to that, but I liked my room. That's why I didn't want to switch to any other room, why I stopped sleeping in my sister's room. I just slept in my own room because... I only ever experienced one thing ever, and that was, I had a dream about befriending a ghost, and then I woke up, and there was, like a ghost figure, just, like, floating at the top of the stairwell, and I was like, you know, and it was just chilling there, floating. It didn't say anything. I just quickly turned on the light and it disappeared. And that was the day that the light became my friend. So, yeah. I always have to sleep with a nightlight on or some light. I just like being able to see around my room. I don't think that's a weird thing. I think that's completely normal. So, yeah, that happened. Now, there was another time where every single person was downstairs, right? As we were all sitting downstairs, we heard this, because we were all like doing like a family movie thing, and we were all watching a movie together. We heard this ginormous like bang sound coming from upstairs. And he goes up to check out what it is. And he's like, "Who did this? How did this happen?" And we all go up there and we check it out, right? And in the wall is like an indentation of like the outline of a person. What? Yeah, it looks like somebody was shoved into the wall. Because you could clearly see, like, the shoulder outline, part of, like, the, I don't know what you call it, the ribs or, you know, the outline of that part of the body. So, and obviously I would have thought it was him because he was very abusive at the time, but there was no one else, you know, I mean, we were all downstairs, so obviously that's not something he did. And it was something of, you know, the supernatural where this occurred. So that actually happened in my room, and it happened right across from the attic door, which I also thought was super weird. Right across the attic door was just a wall, like a blank, you know, white wall. So, yeah. And then, right next to the attic door was the office door. So, the second creepiest room in the house. So we got the attic, which is really creepy, and then we got the office, and then we got the blank wall. So that was the only two things that ever happened in my room. You know, one of which I was there for, and the other I wasn't. Those are the only two things I really remember that really like freaked me out. And my sister said that when they were sleeping in my room, I don't know, I guess it only happened when I was sleeping, so I don't care. As long as I'm sleeping when this other weird stuff's happening to my siblings, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to experience this creepy stuff with you, so just let me sleep. But apparently they said that they heard the sound of, like, a witch laughing coming from inside my closet. And they got really scared. But they looked in the closet and there was nothing there, so that happened. And then my other sister, she said she experienced some, like, I don't know, she said it was, like, some big, like, orange monster or something that, like, was standing at her bedside. And that it was just standing there a while before it disappeared. Now, these two things I never, ever seen in my life. I never heard the witch laugh or the orange monster or whatever it was. I don't remember what they said it was. It could have been something different, but they said there's some weird looking thing standing at the edge of our bed or something. I don't know, it's weird. So I was like, okay, that's weird and creepy, but okay, I believe them, because I mean they don't really have a reason to lie about it, because we're all kind of in this together with these super weird things happening in our house. There might have been a time where a shoe flew across the room, and I think this happened in my brother's room, which actually I used to sleep in there when I was very young with my brothers, until I got a little older, obviously, and then, you know, I moved to, like, my sister's room. So, like, you know, a few things happened in there. I asked my brother if he ever experienced anything, and he said that sometimes in the middle of the night he hears that someone's cooking downstairs, and you know, he said he'd go down and say that there would be nobody there. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. So I was like, all right, see, I'm not the only one. You know, my brothers believe me, my sisters believe me. So we're not alone. Sometimes the railing to the stairs would just fall, like, all by itself. So that's something that also happened in the middle of the night. I used to sleep with a stuffed animal. And then one night, I woke up and it wasn't in my hand. It wasn't under my bed. You want to know where it was? At the bottom of the staircase. Like, how did that even happen? So that was a really creepy thing that happened. And I quickly went down, I grabbed it, and I quickly ran back up the stairs. But after that night, I no longer slept with it because I was scared that, like, someone or something was trying to take it away from me. So I kept it, like, safe in my drawer. I just let it sleep in my drawer, my little stuffed animal that I used to carry around with me everywhere. But that incident made me realize that I didn't want to take any chances with actually losing it because it meant so much to me. And I had to, like, move on past the whole sleeping with my stuffed animals phase as a child and walking around with it everywhere kind of thing. So, I mean, as an adult, I still sleep with a stuffed animal. I don't care. I just don't walk around with it everywhere, okay? I think it is as an adult, it's completely normal to do that thing and sleep with the nightlight on. So, yeah. A lot of my friends, too, also had haunted houses. My other friend, well, you know, these are all old friends of mine. I don't talk to them anymore, but, you know, one of them said that she had this possessed doll. And we all know how it works in the movies. You can't really get rid of an item that's possessed because it'll find its way back to you. Because she tried getting rid of this doll multiple times, but the doll always ended up coming back to her. So that, if that's not enough proof, then I don't know what is. And obviously I believed her story because I experienced her creepy doll as well because I would sleep over there, right? And she wanted to prove it to me that this is something that actually happened. But, like, she would set up, like, stuff around it, like tiny little figures and dolls and things like that. And then in the morning they'd all be, like, tossed around the room. And then there was, like, finger markings on her dresser that went all the way down her dresser. And the doll's fingers fit in perfectly into these finger scratchings on her dresser. It's true. I saw the finger markings. She showed me the doll's hand. And they fit in there perfectly. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so freaky. And that's not all. She came out of her room from taking a shower. And in her room, like, there's a nightlight on and you can see the doll's hand, like, on a shadow on the wall. You can see the doll's hand there, and she was, like, looking at it, and the hand started slowly going down out of the way of the light, so you couldn't see the hand anymore. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no way. And one time I slept over there, and she set up, like, the little dolls and stuff around it. And in the morning, they weren't in place anymore. They're out of place. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's true. And I'm like, that's so creepy. And then she said she tried getting rid of it a couple times where she threw it in the garbage. Or, you know, she would put it outside. And then she'd, like, walk through the door. And the doll would just be sitting there in the middle of the floor, like, waiting for her to get home. And she's like, Mom? Did you put this doll here? She's like, nope. She'd asked her dad, her brothers. Everyone's like, no, we didn't touch it. And then she's like, oh my gosh. And then so it was after she realized that she couldn't get rid of it that she put it in a box, duct taped it up, and threw it in the closet. Do you see a pattern here? Things that are possessed, I guess we just duct tape them up and put them in a box, we duct tape them up, and we throw them in the closet. Because you can't really get rid of things that are possessed. I mean, you can try, but they might find a way back to you. So, yeah. And it was because of, like, my old house where I think it's possible for, like, a spirit to attach to you, which is why I always feel, like, some sort of presence, why I always feel like there's somebody watching me, because I think from our old house, like, something attached itself to me.
And I don't know if it's, like, a good or bad thing. Like, I still don't know. Because, like, at times, like, I feel comforted, right? Like, it feels like somebody's hands on my back telling me, like, hey, it's okay. And then other times, like, I just feel uncomfortable. Like, an uncomfortable kind of watching kind of thing. And I'm like, so which is it? Or is there just two different things? Or, you know what I mean? And maybe I'm just, like, crazy, but... I mean, obviously, I'm not thinking about it all the time throughout my day. I kind of just live my life, and sometimes I'll be like, oh, I get that creepy feeling that I'm being watched. I'm like, eh, whatever, you know, let's just continue on with my day. Because, like, I don't want it to affect my life in any way. And other times, like, you know, I'll be sad, and it feels like someone's hand's there comforting me. And those times are really nice, because sometimes I really can use that, could use that, so... You know, but I don't, like, think about it consciously throughout my day and let it affect my life. I'm just living my life, and if something creepy happens, I'm like, oh, that was creepy, and then I try to move on from it, because, like I said, I'm not trying to let these things affect, you know, how I live my life. And then we moved from the creepy haunted house to a much better, newer house. Now, keep in mind that somebody did die in the property. It was actually the property owner's son that died while mowing the lawn. So that was the only thing that happened there. Now, I think that one of the spirits followed us from our old house to that house. That tall, slim figure that I was talking to you guys about. Yeah, so, like, I was talking to my sister. It was, like, nighttime. We have lights outside and, you know, a wall to the patio. No, it's not a patio. Is that what you would call it? To the garage? Yeah, there we go. So there was, like, the wall to the building, to the garage. And, I was talking to my sister, right? And you know how you do that thing where you kind of, like, look to the left or to the right or whatever. You look back and you're like, wait a second, what? And then you look back again because you saw something or something actually catches your eye. Like, it might not catch your eye immediately, but then you realize that you saw something and you look back kind of thing. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what happened, right? So I was talking to her. I looked over. And in this second, right, on the wall being reflected by the light was a shadow. And it was a shadow of that man. But he was just a shadow this time. He wasn't like a 3D silhouette kind of figure standing there. But it's like he was standing in front of the light to where his shadow was being reflected onto the wall, if that makes sense. Because it was the same height, it was the same, like, slim, tall figure, like, everything was the same. And, like, no one in my house, like, has, you know what I mean? Like, everyone has, like, a different shape, a different size. I would have recognized it if it was, like, my brother's figure or somebody else's. So, I know it was no one else's. And I look back at my sister, and then I was like, wait, what? And I look back... And it's no longer there, right? And I'm just like, oh no, he followed us here. He followed us. Whatever that thing is, it followed us. And now, I don't know. I mean, he probably attached himself to someone that he was able to just kind of show up whenever he wanted. But the figure from our old haunted house... has moved to our now present, well, to my parents' present home. I mean, I don't know how spirits work, if they're able to travel and things like that. I know it's possible for them to attach themselves, so it's possible that, you know, maybe it traveled just to check up on us, see how we're doing, letting all the other spirits back at the house, let them know what's going on, or maybe... it attached itself to one of my siblings or me or whoever and just kind of like hanging out with us, right? That was the last time I saw it, and that was years ago. I haven't seen him since, so it's possible that he moved on or maybe he's just kind of chilling back in the shadows. You know, he doesn't feel a need to show himself to us anymore. He's kind of just hanging out, doing his own thing. Now, at this house where my parents are at, nothing really creepy happened. Not in comparison to, like, you know, my old house. At the newer house, the only creepy things that I remember happening were, like, the cabinet. Well, one, that shadow of a man, right? Outside. And then the cabinets in the kitchen would sometimes just pop open and something would fall out of them. This happened a couple different times, too. Where, like, a cup or a bowl would just, like, randomly fall out of the cabinet. We're like, that's weird. Like, we weren't touching the cabinet. It kind of just happened. So that was, you know, strange. But, and I asked my other siblings, like, how they felt about the newer house. And they said it's a lot better than the older one. A lot of them agreed with me saying that, like, they didn't really experience anything creepy there. And if they did, it was something, like, very small. Like, the cabinet thing. Or maybe they thought that they heard something. Or the door opened kind of thing. But nothing, like, you know, super crazy or creepy. And that always made me feel a lot better. Like, okay, we're in, like, a safer place. And it's a very homey feeling. But back to the old house. There were definitely times where my dreams really did affect me in reality, if that makes sense. So, like, in one of my dreams, I was being choked. And when I woke up, it felt like someone's hands were around my neck. So I thought that was weird. And at other times, it would feel like somebody, like, bumped their, like, elbow into my, like, arm. And, like, I'd, like, wake up. And there'd be nothing there. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but this is just all stuff I experienced at that old house. And when I tell people about this, they're like, oh, that's creepy. But, like, to, like, my scientifical friends who don't believe in ghosts or spirits, whatever, they're like, they come up with, like, these crazy explanations of, like, why I experienced these things. Oh, maybe it was just, like, an old door. Nothing weird about that. Or, you know, maybe it was your brother, actually, who was the shadow. I'm like, no, it didn't have a face. What do you mean? Maybe you were dreaming, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. And then, here's another one I just thought of that happened. I was getting dressed one day in my room. And now this was probably the next creepiest thing that actually happened in my room. I actually forgot about this till now. But so there was this step. There was just, like, a single step that would, like, go up to my room, right? And so every time you stepped on it, it would make, like, this weird noise, right? So you always knew, like, someone was approaching or someone was coming, like, into the room. Because even if you weren't looking and you were, like, on the other side of the room, you'd hear, like, the, I don't even know how to, like, describe the sound. It's like a springy kind of thing. Like, the step was kind of old and creaky and whatever. I don't know. So, as I was getting dressed, right? Now, keep in mind, there was no one here. No one. It was just me by myself, okay? Because I could see down the hallway and there was no one there, right? So, it sounded like there was someone walking. And like I said, I didn't see anyone. And I was about to get changed, and I hear the step make that noise. I look over, there's nothing there. So I felt like there was a presence. I felt like there was something standing there. So I say out loud, I said, excuse me, I'm like, I need to get changed right now, and I'd really appreciate if you'd walk away. Could you please walk away so I can get changed? And you know what I hear? I hear the step again, and then I hear the footsteps, like, they're descending away. What? For one, wow, thank you so much for being respectful, but, like, two, that is super freaking creepy. Like, hello? Can you not be so weird? That was so weird. That was, like, the next weirdest thing that ever happened in my room. So, but at least it was a respectful spirit. I respect that they're respectful, okay? I really did appreciate that, but, so at least I knew that all the spirits in my house wanted to kill me. So yeah. I mean, I told my other friend about it, and she said it sounded like there was, like, a demon living in my home, and like, a demon spirit. I mean, it's possible that there was, like, a demon along with other ones that weren't as bad or neutral or whatever, right? I don't freaking know how this stuff works. So, and then I'm trying to think if anything else happened while we were living there. Just, like, the staircase, the step thing, and along with all that other stuff. So, yeah, we'd constantly hear noises. Things would constantly happen. Our dreams felt so real. And every dream that I have now always takes place in that old, old house of mine. And I even had a dream about Iron Man, where he came to life. Isn't that weird? It's like, that was the only dream I've ever had about him, and he came to life in that dream. I feel like maybe that was a sign that, yeah, he really is alive. It's possible. All these things are super possible. And I know people don't believe in it, and that's fine. You guys are allowed to have your own opinions on this stuff. Ever since I moved by myself, though, well, actually, when I was living with my sisters, I don't think anything was haunted about that place. And then when I moved here, I moved apartments 2 times, and both places have been fine so far, so I always hope that I move into a place that gives me, like, a homey feeling that makes you feel like, okay, it's not haunted, we're safe here, you know, like, I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore, hopefully. My one fear is, like, moving into a house and not knowing it's haunted and then, like, being stuck with the house because it's haunted, you know. It's like, don't be like those movies, man. Move out. As soon as you realize it's haunted, like, you gotta get out of there because you don't know, especially, like, moving in, like, how these spirits will react to you living there. You know, like, yeah, they could be friendly, they could be kind of just, like, neutral, but there could be some really evil ones out there. And, like I said, you know, I've been to other friends' houses where, you know, they do, like, see the spirits. They say they've communicated with them. Like, my other friend, she said that she would hear piano playing in her attic. Even though her parents never used it, she never used it. She was an only child. So she said the piano just plays itself in the attic. She said there's a spirit that lives up there. And they've kind of made, like, a deal or whatever, that she just kind of minds her own business up there, and she can play her piano as long as she doesn't, I don't know, interact with, or, you know, try to get all up in her space kind of thing. So, you know, they respect each other's boundaries. You gotta... And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I mean, I have no reason not to believe her. And then my other friend, she said, you know, there's stuff that lives in her house, and that she would hear, like, screaming coming from upstairs in the middle of the night, and there'd be nobody there. And there are many different stories, okay, that you can hear from many different people. And I have no reason to believe that these things are not real, considering I'm not the only person in the world who's experiencing them. Now, if I was the only person that ever experienced these things in the world, then, yeah, I'd probably think I'm just crazy, and I would try to, like, look past it. But the fact that I have so many friends, so many family, so many people that I've met throughout my life who have dealt with these things as well, makes me believe even more that this stuff is real. And whether you want to believe it or not, that's fine. And I've always, like, offered the people that didn't believe an extended stay at my old, old house. Because I guarantee if you stay there, you will see something. You will hear something. You will experience something. I know you will. If you stay there long enough, you will. I'm not saying, like, you know, if you're there one night, you might not. You know, I mean, I don't know. Because I feel like the stuff, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen every night. Maybe it only happens some nights. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's why you can't just stay at a haunted house, like, one night and be like, oh, it's not real, nothing happened. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes it takes time, sometimes, you know what I mean? Maybe they're purposely not doing anything, you know? Who knows how these spirits think, right? When there's new people that they don't recognize entering their space, right? And how they'll react to that. So, and you know what my friends say, the ones that don't believe? I was like, yo, you want to stay in my haunted house? Like, nah. I was like, I thought you said you didn't believe in that stuff, so you have nothing to lose, right? And then they're just like, well, yeah, but it just sounds creepy. I was like, okay, so you don't believe in it, yet you're not even open to staying at a place that is claimed to be haunted because you're scared. Like, how does that make any sense? If you guys who are listening to this aren't believers, why are you scared about it then? If you don't believe, like, you literally have nothing to lose by just checking it out. So why don't you? If you don't believe in it, right? Got nothing to lose by trying it. You know nothing's going to happen anyway, so why not go? Unless you're scared. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I feel like we definitely could make money off that house. Because people, what do they call it? Those thrill seekers, the people who like being scared, they love like renting out old haunted places. Like, you can make money off of that, like as a an attraction that people can kind of like rent out this old house and, you know, experience things there. Like, we definitely can make money off it, but I don't know if my parents would ever do that because, like I said, they don't believe in that. But they're actually fixing up the house, so I think maybe they plan to rent it out to other people to make another source of income. But if that ends up happening, those people there that are staying in there are in for a wild surprise. Anyway, that's it for me today. I know we talked about this for a really long time, like almost an hour, but when it comes to this specific topic, I could go on and on about different stories that I've heard, things I've experienced, things that other people have experienced, because there is just so much that's happening. Like, if you ever watched like that show, A Haunting, like, I watched that crap, and it is so freaking scary, and I'm like, I'm so grateful that, it wasn't that bad for me. Like, this one lady had, like, scratch marks in her back that she got from, like, one spirit. Now, these shows, I'm not saying that they're true 100% of the time, because I definitely believe that shows like that, like, to, like, over-exaggerate and kind of, like, make things up to make it seem more intense and scary to the viewers and stuff. So I know that a lot of that stuff could be complete bogus and not true. But I'm not saying that something like that is completely impossible either. So when I see stuff like that, regardless of whether or not it's true, I'm grateful that what I experienced was not as bad as these other people's stories that they're claiming to have happened. So I'm grateful for that. And I feel fine talking about this right now. Oh, man. So after hearing all my stories and things that I've had to tell you, what do you think? Do you believe in this stuff or do you think it's complete bogus? It's just not real. It's not possible. I mean, I feel like if you're open to the possibility, you know, that's great. I would love that for you to be open to the possibility of this stuff being real. I know I'm not alone in it, and that already makes me feel better about it. So whether or not you actually, you know, change your mind, or if it's something that you've already believed in, whatever, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm not alone in these thoughts, and whatever I've experienced, other people have already experienced themselves. So I'm all good in that. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I'm sorry that this was so long. I can talk about this stuff for a long, long time. Yeah, paranormal stuff, we'll never really understand it. In the movies, they say it's because, you know, there's something that they haven't achieved, that they're kind of being left behind. Like, do you guys believe in that? If you do believe in paranormal stuff, do you think that the spirits are just hanging out because there's something they never were able to achieve in life? So they can't, like, go to the other side or whatever they call it because they never really accomplished that one thing in their life that they wanted to accomplish. I don't know if that's true. I mean, we don't really know what happens after death. Only the people that die know what happens. So, if there are spirits, though, then we kind of already get an idea of maybe what might be there after death. We might still be here you know, just in a little, just in our spirit forms or whatever, you know, who knows how it really works. I mean, I believe that, you know, when you die, you know, heaven or hell kind of thing, but it's possible that there's like some sort of in-between purgatory kind of thing, and maybe that's what the spirits here are. I don't know. I really don't. So I just know that I believe in them and that they exist. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up because I only got 5 minutes left. Thank you guys so much. I would love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to shoot me a DM, send me a message, just something. Pop in my stream. Tell me what you thought about this episode. And feel free to contribute to our Mental Health Monday Summit of an anonymous form, 100% anonymous. Ask me any questions. Contribute to the goals and challenges we have going on stream right now. It would really mean a lot to me. If you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. I hope I gave you some chills down your spine and that what I told you today will really get you thinking instead of you thinking I'm crazy, because it's like I said, I didn't experience these things alone. My family did as well. My friends have as well. You'll meet lots of people who do believe in this stuff, as well as people who don't. So there's a very good, like, kind of like a half and half kind of thing on this, where like maybe 50% of the world believes in this stuff and then the other half doesn't. But there are definitely like tons of people out there who do believe in this stuff. So I know I'm not crazy. Thank you so much for being here today, and I will see you guys again next Monday at 10 a.m. EST. Enjoy the rest of your days. Hang in there. We got this. Everything's gonna be okay. I'll catch you guys later. Bye.